Elections Board member David Helbrooks is an appointee of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Quala. Quala is a potential target of the probe that's looking into caucus employees doing campaign work on state time. But Helbrooks says he was acting on his own when he asked the Elections Board to pursue a fine against Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard, who's running part of the probe into Democrats. Helbrooks says there's already some evidence that Blanchard was once helped by caucus workers. And Helbrooks says Milwaukee Senator Brian Burke, who's been charged in the caucus scandal, recently raised more questions about Blanchard. Helbrooks concedes he has not seen Burke's evidence.
No, I just believe him.
What he has represented.
I believe him.
Helbrooks also wanted to subpoena the former chair of the Senate Democratic Caucus, Andy Gussert. But Helbrooks' plan didn't sit well with most other Elections Board members. Democratic appointee Brenda Lewison says going after Blanchard at this point would harken back to the Watergate era.
And it looks an awfully lot like Richard Nixon firing Archibald Cox when Archibald Cox got too close to the truth during the course of the Watergate investigation. And so I'm disinclined to open any kind of investigation against Mr. Blanchard.
However, Lewison eventually proposed a watered-down plan that was accepted by the board. The board has asked for Supreme Court case briefs and other public documents about the caucus scandal. Board Executive Director Kevin Kennedy.
The sense of the board was basically some people have been more diligent in looking at this than the entire board has, and there was no direction for the staff to get this until today. And the board would like everyone to be on the same footing when it makes a decision about what, if anything, to do on this matter.
The board will also hear whether it can open an investigation without receiving a sworn complaint. The caucus scandal probe has been an issue in the Democratic gubernatorial contest, but the Elections Board doesn't meet again until after next month's primary. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Brookfield.